This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese, to another episode. Swigs, Jix, and Goose. Your favorite hood opinion piece, backed by popular demand. What's going on, fellas?
So, what's up?
How y'all feeling this week?
Happy Monday.
Happy Decent. Monday. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good week this week. I don't know if y'all noticed, but we live in the Northeast, and it's going to get frigid this weekend.
Is it? Yeah, frigid temperatures.
Yeah, it was about to be like in the teens again, so just gear up for that next wave of whatever they're trying to let us know is killing people.
We got a nor'easter coming in.
Now, there's a lot of people that are about to get sick, but I wanted to start sharing a video with you guys and getting your reaction.
Let's see.
Let me know if y'all ready.
Yeah, ready.
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID virus?
I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date by lying.
Please, don't touch me. Well, this is not, by the way,
why are you doing
don't
this?
Tell
can
anybody.
Can you explain that?
He was just working at a
company. Can you YouTube ban it?
Literally help the public. You f***ed up. You really did. Please bring the cops as soon as possible. I'm really very unsafe.
Bro, YouTube ban that audio.
No, I mean, don't let them leave.
Please unlock the door.
Why is going on here?
Stuff. Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. Lock the door. We're trying to get unlock the door. Unlock the door.
So I was able to y'all couldn't see the video, right?
No.
Nah, yeah, I was able to play the audio for some reason, the video, but I'll insert the video. Y'all seen that video, right? It was on Project Veritas. Y'all both familiar with it.
That got canceled from YouTube.
Yeah, they yanked it quickly. Remember, YouTube doesn't like facts, remember? That's why you don't come here for the facts, right?
Neither does Twitter, apparently.
But how did y'all feel about that video? Y'all think that was entrapment? Because, yo, homie has some rights to, like, his social life, or you think that's good journalism?
When you send somebody to pretend they're trying to fuck, yes, it's entrapment. Yes, it's entrapment.
Oh. Yeah, but yes. But
she got gay-gated.
Shout out to Project Veritas for doing the dirty work, bro. Because
yo, but tell that me is... how people are swift to this Veritas guy, and right. they're still messing up.
Yo, everybody always wants to call the cops on him, though.
Yo,
every time they get caught, they want to call the cops.
You peeped the video afterwards that the cops did show up, and they actually told the Veritas crew, like, after what y'all told me and what y'all showed me, I believe we could actually press charges. Y'all could press charges on the dude.
Yeah, he was violent.
Yeah, he
was
got
more
violent.
Than violent. Yeah, he slapped something
he
out.
Property?
He tried to grab. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's getting to the point where, like, you never know what they're going to do, but at the same time, like, I don't know where those rights stand with journalism. Like, is that legal?
Why is it not legal, bro? Ain't nobody...
I'm not saying it's legal or not. I'm just asking because I don't know.
I'm posing an argument like, why is it not legal? Nobody put a gun to his head. You try to get buns and you started talking shit. That's your fault.
How'd you feel about his excuse where he was like, oh, I was lying. I was just trying to impress my date.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't... Like, you know who brought it up? Tim Poole brought it up. Shout out to Tim. He was like, what kind of weird pickup line is on the first day? Like, hey, you want to hear about the corporate malfeasance that I'm into?
Exactly.
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened.
Who does that?
That's not what happened.
So put me on.
You didn't watch it?
I did watch the whole
video. It was a 10-minute video. Oh,
they were at the table, and he was asking the dude questions. And the dude that works at Pfizer was like, wait, are you one of those Veritas guys? He goes, are you one of those guys that come up and ask our people questions? Because this happened to people in Pfizer before.
And the guy said no?
I saw all that.
And the guy said
no,
right?
I'm just saying the joke that Tim made, it was funny. Because it's like,
even
though he asked that question.
It's not like he came to the table and unloaded. He was definitely asked these questions more than once.
No, agreed. Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing on that. I'm saying it's funny to have a conversation on the first date about some fraudulent shit that you're not really supposed to be doing.
Yeah, word.
Like, you should already know. That's even what the black guy said. He was like, that's kind of strange that you asking me this stuff. You don't got to count.
Yeah, so why keep recording? Talking?
So yeah, why? But then he started spilling the guts.
If that was us, if that was one of us, we would have been like, yo, bro, I'm out of here. I don't even know.
You know what? The dude behind the camera was probably like a 6 foot shredded dude.
Yo, do you think
he had no shirt on?
Do you think it's there?
He was across the table from this dude and he was making him sweat.
Do you think he was playing with his nipples and shit while he was talking about Pfizer and shit?
He was like, tell me about the vaccines.
Yo, but was it the black dude with the glasses and the dangly earring?
I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about, right? He works for Veritas. Yeah. He's a reporter.
I don't know who they sent.
Yeah,
did y'all see the meme? Dude. Did y'all see the meme for the video? With the dude that says, they use the font for Pfizer and they put fired. Nah, you ain't see that? But they spell like fire with like a P kind of with the Pfizer in it.
That's funny. Poor bastard.
I was going to use that as our thumbnail for this episode.
But yeah, so for you tonight. Yeah,
Swigs, you know what I call James O'Keefe?
What?
That's the political Chris Hansen.
Oh, I saw you put that in the thread in our group chat. Yeah. Yo, bro, that's a good comparison. That's a very good comparison.
He's a savage, man.
He'd come into the room, he'd be like, sit down, have a seat.
Yeah, it's like when you thought he couldn't top his last shit, he tops it. Like all his shits be bombshells. Like, but then again, you could see like no one's picking up on it. No one really wants to talk about it. So it's looked at some corny bullshit, you know.
It means nothing, right?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't mean anything. I mean, it means something to us.
I don't think it means nothing. I think they want us to perceive that it means nothing.
I put somebody onto that. The day before yesterday, somebody I just met, excuse me, they told me that they just got vaccinated. I was like, well, that's interesting. You should watch this video.
Mm.
They're afraid now. They're afraid now.
Jeez. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Gates just sell off a bunch of stock that he had invested towards the jab or something like of the sorts?
That guy's a
boom. I saw a headline or something.
Yo, and you know what's crazy? That was in New York.
Yeah, right? The interview with the gay dude?
With the black dude, yeah.
He's in Brooklyn, right? In Brooklyn. Brooklyn Pizza Shop.
Oh, wow, no.
I think it was in Brooklyn.
They were in Stone Pizza getting smashed.
Yeah, they
I'm a liar. He high. He I'm forgot. A liar.
He turned that shit into a Waffle House inside. That's what he did. He thought he was over there at a fucking diner and shit.
What went through his mind when James O'Keefe sat at the table?
Yo, he panicked. You could see he was in panic mode. Bro, the way he was on the floor grabbing shit, like he was like, uh oh, they might Epstein me.
He farted. True story.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my God.
The last thing I need is to be Epstein out of here.
Yo, that's wild, man.
Yo, tell him. Tell Jay the on air sign is up, bro.
I gotta get one of those.
Coming in to get taquitos, bro. All
right, apologize for that.
Nah, you over, bro.
They ain't shit. YouTube ain't shit. Twitter ain't shit.
Did y'all see the firestorm? You know, just to move on. Y'all ready to move on?
What firestorm?
I had a point. I wanted to make about that. It correlates like it's all about the COVID narrative and all that bullshit. You saw Jacinda Ardern? You saw she resigned?
Who's that?
The chick from New Zealand with the buck teeth. She looks like a fucking horse.
What did she resign from? I don't know. She's a politician?
They didn't reveal any particular reason, but she was one of those. She was a Fifi freak. Everything was lockdowns with her.
And she resigned? There was pressure on her to resign?
She got mad pressure, but they're not revealing why, though. But she was an avid supporter of lockdowns and all that shit, which was funny.
Maybe she has climate change.
Jigs, your boy Blackface was coming. He was going to like a restaurant the other day, I think, in Canada. And there was like hundreds of people outside protesting him, cursing at him and shit. Yeah, man, I don't know. I think we might be seeing a reckoning very soon, bro.
You're just seeing what's going to make you happy.
She might be stepping down because she has climate change.
Maybe she caught climate change.
That's the same thing Eazy-E caught. That's the same shit that fucking...
Damn.
You know who keeps Tupac? A good record of
climate change newest diseases Tupac.
That are killing people? Fleckus.
Yeah.
What about him?
Fleckus, he keeps a good record of the latest died suddenly reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a weekly updates.
What do you think, speaking of dying suddenly, about the deepfake of the football guy giving the interview?
I heard about it.
Are we talking about Hamlin?
Did you notice how they completely switched the narrative, right? Because now nobody's asking why he almost died on the field.
What's the question now? It turned into clones and deepfakes.
So the same person, why he passed out. The same person I was talking to about that video with James O'Keefe. By the way, it made World Star Hip Hop too. So it reached a lot of people. I'm just saying. And
wow,
that's what's up.
So this person's telling me, I'm like, yeah. And then you saw that football player that just collapsed, right? And there's people that are saying that they think that he's dead. And
yeah, that's a real big.
He just gave an interview yesterday. Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, the conspiracy I was going around was because the few times that he was seen in public.
It's a Hail Mary.
Every time he was seen in public recently, he had like a lot of clothes on, glasses. He had a mask, so he wasn't even really trying to show his face. So they were trying to say
he actually posted a picture on, I think it was his Instagram or something like that. But something he had cloned. A hoodie on and his head down, so you couldn't even see him.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of conspiracies right now flowing around in regards to him and with his own situation. And they definitely trying to insinuate that he died on the field, whether it was cardiac arrest or not, I don't know. But all those images is just weird because now I think they said something of the sort that now he needs to be on oxygen again. And it was just weird. Like, we just saw him chilling, having fun, going to playoff games, and he didn't even need that. But now he needs it. So, like, it's just like, what kind of people medically are taking care of him that are like, I don't know, like, it just doesn't add up. It seems weird.
It's funny, though, because...
It definitely seems weird. Yeah. It's fishy.
Yeah.
And it's funny how, if you're really paying attention, you can see how quick the narrative switches. Like, mm-hmm. Wait a minute, we were just asking a valid question. Y'all were trying to tell us to shut up and said commodio cordis or whatever that bullshit is.
Yeah.
That was your conspiracy without even validating it. And now that conversation has stopped. And it turned into a clones or some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is that the distraction?
It's one of them.
It's one of them.
The clone aspect.
No. The distraction right now is the black kid that got killed.
That's what I was talking about. You're talking about Tyree Nichols.
Yeah.
Nichols or whatever.
So we can go into that.
Excuse me.
Let me not say that. That was probably the wrong thing to say. You might have.
No. It's a good transition. What I was talking about, the firestorm that's going on.
You didn't even say no. What did you say?
I said the distraction. I mean, it's still a distraction, whether it happened or not. Like,
well, it definitely does seem like a distraction. It's sad
that it happened, but they're still pumping it.
Isn't it funny how people trying to correlate white supremacy to that young kid dying?
That was actually five black cops. The first person that spoke about that insinuated that was Van Jones, the same guy that I actually went to bat for last week, but whatever. he said something like, I got to hear that death might have been driven by racism despite black cops being charged. So he's basically saying whether they were white cops or black cops, the power that they have and the structure that they have, no matter whether they're black or white cops, if they're attacking blacks,
they're racist
by implications of that structure. So,
but what is racism mean again?
But the way I just stated,
I gotta Google it, the definition is different from
his point, though. That's what I'm saying, though.
I gotta Google it.
Black guy is racist against black guys.
But there's a reason why. I just explained. He's being forced to be racist, whether he wants to be or not, because he's employed by a racist organization. So the organization of law, not to be a dick, but I guess law or cops, whatever, who enforce laws, they're basically racist because all those laws that were put together were under a structure of racism and designed to keep blacks and minorities in the prison system and white people prospering.
I read an article that was funny, right? You don't come here for the facts. I read an article that was funny that it was talking about how the city of Memphis lowered the hiring standards. And there was a rumor going around that some of these cops might have been gang members, bro.
Wow. So the lowering of that was done as well.
It's a rumor. It's not. You don't come here for the facts.
No. Yeah, that's a good rumor. Wild, you know why? Because especially with COVID and a lot of them just being like, "Fuck it, I don't want to work." You never know who they hire. They were just giving like, what's the name of that movie with Dr. Dre and this dude? He just became cops, bro. Remember that?
Who's the man?
Yeah, who's the man, bro? It's one of those situations.
That's my shit.
Hey, just he running said, around.
Fellas, you gonna shoot your Johnson off?
A bunch of hood people wear badges, bro. And you know what? Hey, if you can't beat them, join them. Right now, you actually legally can have a gun and you could go around bodying people. And the last person they're going to expect is a cop, probably, right? So you get to do a little dirty work. Yeah, it's a good plan, bro. It seems like something like the mob would think of. So kudos to those
black people. Bro, that's just straight brutal the way they did that. That don't even make no sense.
No, yeah, definitely. That
the way they just like passed him around.
It wasn't justified, yeah. Especially since
bro.
He did run, though, right? He did run away.
Bro, I did
no, I'm not saying that. I'm just stating the
yeah,
facts.
I know.
He was pulled over. Like, he was pulled over for reckless driving, if I'm not mistaken. Damn. And then, in the result of him being like searched or whatever, he ended up evading and trying to escape. And then they caught up to him, and the rest
they put the
exactly
beast on that
little
that young man.
But once again, no one knew about this until the body cam was released. And immediately, once again, the organized crime members, all these Antifa? BLM people.
Yo, Pa,
it's mostly BLM.
Saw that video I sent you?
Just a thought.
Yes, yeah. You saw the, one of the leaders
again,
from BLM
I
out there.
I fall in the mix of everything by accident. It ain't even
what video?
Fault. Huh?
Yeah, you're trying to do your amateur Project Veritas over there. That's why
I was down there, bro. I was in the midst of it. That's what I was shunned. That's the video I sent you on.
You should have interviewed one of them.
What's
and implicated them in crimes. The video he shared on WhatsApp, on our group chat.
The colors one?
Are you talking? Yo, they were protesting on 40 Deuce, bro.
Oh.
Where this guy
okay.
at, bro?
Nah, yeah,
Bob, but I've been asking y'all for 30 seconds. I was asking you assholes for 30 seconds what video. And
the one
you over here playing with two
chat.
Sticks and a ferro rod.
The protest,
you need a new fucking lighter.
I said the protest earlier. I said
you
that.
Fucking knucklehead.
Where you hear from?
Yo, you need a better lighter. Look.
Nah,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Is the connection.
You still buying 50 cent lighters, bro?
Bob, I steal all my lighters. What's up? Well, Chop cheese, holla at me.
Come on.
You saw that video of the dude that went and just took the entire lighter rack and just walked out with it from the convenience store, bro?
Yo, bro.
Yo,
one time I'm in my room smoking, I light up a joint, right? I put the lighter on my chest, and there was a small fire. I felt heat. My skin was itching. And then I looked, and there was a fire. My shirt caught fire because of that cheap-ass lighter. The plastic kept...
You was burning your ground meat?
The top caught fire, and it
the village
on
his chest was burning.
And when I put it down on my stomach, my shirt caught fire.
Yeah.
I kept that shirt as a reminder to not be stupid.
Fuck you doing laying down smoking, though, bro?
It was like right before bed. Or
yeah,
you
was too comfortable. Fucking guy. Nah, but let's get serious. You know, it seems like we can never stay serious when it comes to murder and crime, guys. You know what I mean? We're supposed to be here, and we end up falling over here somewhere. I don't know. But, yeah, this is a tragic another incident, and it seems like, you know, all of these politicians and the people on the left are using this as an opportunity, you know, to do this little dirty politic games again. So, I don't know. Damn, bro, taquitos again, bro?
Guys, man. This guy's recorded on 40 deuce.
Sheesh.
Give him the whole freaking bag already.
He got these on his second. Fucking.
Yeah. Damn. Yo, did we ever talk about the Pelosi footage?
Wait. So rest in peace. What's his name? Tyree Nichols. That's how you say his name?
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace to Tyree Nichols.
Nichols.
And those cops are bozos.
Yeah, and they're going to be charged. I don't know what their charges are, but they definitely are going to be charged. They're going to be arrested. And
I still don't understand how a black guy is racist to a black kid, but I guess I'm part of the problem. That's what they say.
You're looking at the Webster's Dictionary. That's
you and your
problem.
White face.
Stop trying to define things and understand the root of it now and how it's derived to what it is now.
Yeah, you know, it's mad funny. I've stopped trying to understand everything.
That's the best way to do
things. If I keep trying to understand, I'll drive myself crazy. I don't try to understand anymore.
Oh, man. So,
F understanding.
So another body cam footage was released.
With my orange misogynist shirt.
And we got a good view and we got an opportunity to see
it's a good color from
Paul Pelosi and his true colors and exactly what went down with his gay tendencies as well.
Did you see how happy he was when he opened the door? Did you see how joyful he was when he opened
Wait,
the door?
Before or after he got slapped in the head?
No,
and
after he got smashed, he was
Did you peep he had the cup?
Say what? Yeah,
you heard him snoring?
Huh?
Yeah, he went
he had
to sleep.
A cup. First of all, did you notice he had a cup in his hand?
Yeah.
He had a cocktail in his hand.
They were getting twisted.
He had a cocktail in his hand, Bob.
They were
he didn't even drop that shit after he got hit with the hammer.
But he went to sleep. Definitely went to sleep. Those little birdies
snoring,
going around his head like this.
Dito, bro. He was snoring.
I mean, so now what does that tell us about the story that we were originally told compared to what we see now?
Interesting stuff, bro.
He broke into the house was the initial narrative, wasn't it?
That's the one that we got from Nancy Pelosi.
Did you hear the phone call?
No.
There's two phone calls now. There's one to 911, and then there's one supposedly that he just made from prison to some journalist.
Oh, the guy?
DePap. He called a journalist, supposedly. He was talking shit. He was just like, y'all should thank me. He's a weirdo, It's just weird. The whole scenario is weird. Like, a judge had to fight to get that video footage. Mm-hmm. Like, then supposedly
they didn't want
to
release
phone call
it.
From DePap, some random journalist, and he's saying that he wish he would have killed more people. Like, bro, you didn't even kill Pelosi. Like,
yeah, exactly. So maybe is he admitting that was his intent?
That was shit you seen. That was horror movie shit.
Wow, right?
I mean,
that was crazy.
Yeah. It was surreal.
Yeah,
it was
real.
Surreal.
My question is. If Pelosi would have put the freaking cup down, he could have blocked the first initial strike, bro. Like, you.
But did he know he was going to get struck?
Asshole. They were both holding a hammer.
He knew he had the hammer, didn't he?
Bro, yeah, it looked like
they were both holding the hammer when the door opened.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they were involved at the moment.
Pelosi had one hand on the hammer and one hand on his drink. I don't remember which one.
Why was he in the house?
That's what I'm saying. Like, originally we were told there was a break in the
house. That's the first question that comes to mind.
But it looked like when the door was open and he had his first interactions with the cops, it didn't seem like he was happy or like, hey guys, come in. I'm being like attacked or whatever. It seemed like he was calm and like he was just surprised.
The next question, number two, did Nancy give him the hammer?
Was it a
Nancy wasn't in the apartment at the time.
Did she hand him the hammer? Was she there and did she give him the hammer?
Was it a hit, fellas? You don't come here for the facts.
And what if she ordered the hit? Right?
It's wild.
Hey, maybe because he knows too much and she's scared now because she's in San Francisco and she's getting a lot of feedback.
Knows too much? Nigga, we know that he's fucking the comic book guy from The Simpsons, though.
Yo, that's exactly what that dude looked like. No. Loser, bro.
That's funny.
That we know.
That is funny.
Yeah, bro.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now.
It's the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
another good comparison. If I could do that guy's voice, I would love to do that.
That's funny, man. You know, it's funny too that the other day I saw a video of Josh Hawley, I think it was. He's a good dude. He's a flamethrower. Shout out to Josh Hawley.
What did he say?
He was talking about how they're trying to impose like new restrictions on people in Congress that they can't own no stock. Like,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
look at her. Josh Hawley. I saw a video of him talking about it the other day.
But who can own stock?
Politicians can't.
Politicians, own stock. Congress. I believe it was.
Okay.
They should be able to.
Because,
yeah, 100%.
When you look at Pelosi, you know, she's worth mad money, yep. Bro. I wonder now that Elon's in charge of Twitter, there was a page on Twitter that was following Nancy Pelosi's stock picks. I wonder if that page is still back up. She's
Yo,
worth
bro,
millions
she
of dollars,
made a lot
bro.
Of money. There was a lot of times people.
She made
like,
millions of dollars.
She sold stocks right before.
Her most recent one was the chip situation when she went to Hong Kong a couple of months ago, maybe last year or something like that. You don't
above
come here
the
for
law,
the facts.
Bro. Above the law.
Speaking That's of boring. Chips, bro.
Huh?
Your boy Tesla.
I'm good,
I told
bro.
You he was funny, bro.
Elon,
what he do now? What's on the front of him?
Yo, you know what's going on with this whole? What's this girl's name? I don't know everything that's going on.
I'm oh, the blue right Liza on. Blue.
Yeah, but everybody's like that. She has a hand in what goes on over there in Twitter.
I saw some of the videos of the quartering, but I didn't pay it too much attention because I've seen interviews with Shorty.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy. Jeremy
she
dope.
Gives me yeah. Shout out to the quarter, and he's a good dude. He made good content.
I like
that
Jeremy.
Chick. Her whole spiel is like she's a survivor. Like that's her shit.
Yeah, but then they found out that she wasn't. That she was making World Star hip hop videos, and then she made World Star pull the video down. Then World Star sent them an email saying that we own the exclusive rights to that video because she got paid for that video. And we can do what we want. And any other questions you want, you speak to our lawyers.
It's weird. That's the way that should happen is weird.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that whole thing.
I'm not a big fan. I mean, if she is a survivor, shout out to that. But I don't know. She has like a weird... From the interviews I've seen, she's very like...
Jeremy put like
probably not even
five
right
or six
word,
different rap videos that she's in, bro.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was hilarious. Like, wait a minute. I didn't get that from when you was on Tim Pool.
Yeah, I got to catch up.
You were on a whole nother vibe.
Chilling. And then Twitter's banning... they're banning certain accounts for speaking about this?
Really?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
We talk a lot about Twitter. I don't even have a Twitter. You got a Twitter?
I got a personal Twitter and Chopped Cheese has a Twitter. I told you that. okay, actually, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if you guys know this guy. He's a kid, actually, to us. Kai Sense, he's one of the most popular streamers on Twitch. He actually just got banned. And Ooh. It goes to Kai Sense.
He just got banned. I think I've heard of him, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's the Moreno
the
with the dreads,
kid, yeah,
right?
He he be doing the dances. He be playing games.
What he got banned for?
That I don't know. But it's pretty much the same shit like with Sneeko, how Sneeko got banned. There's just like,
damn.
They're cleaning house pretty much. You can see they're trying to get rid of everybody who doesn't align with their practices and what they're trying to preach. And
that's scary.
YouTube did it, obviously. And I think he's about to be banned too, if I'm not mistaken. Because
1984 is real, bro. They're coming. We don't know if they're coming or going.
But as you can see, all this shit is just coming out of the blue, especially, is there any updates with Crowder? I know you kind of changed your tune a little, Jigs, on the events, especially with Candace and stuff.
We spoke about that already,
no? No,
we spoke about
but,
that last week.
No, yeah, we did. I'm saying you kind of changed your tune a little since we last time we recorded, especially on Candace.
Well, I wasn't really sure. It's not really, I wasn't sure what was going on yet, but Crowder spoke.
Nah, nobody
Crowder
was sure.
Went on Tim Pool, when Crowder went on Tim Pool, and remember, I hadn't seen Tim Pool for a long time, and I watched that episode. I watched that whole shit. Mm-hmm.
It's a good episode.
I was feeling what he was talking about. Like,
good episode.
All the stuff he was saying was.
And then
was
people
really
in the
cool.
chat, people
was,
in the
so,
chat, like, oh, you didn't ask.
But it still raises a lot of, there's still mad questions that go unanswered. Like, so how does he plan on doing this himself? So he plans on building something from the ground up, and he's going to be the leader. That's what I'm saying, right? Like, he's going to be this face, this leader that everybody's supposed to go to and sign up with.
Well, not necessarily. I see it as him being able, since he's the largest voice in conservatism, he can actually branch off.
He's not, though. Is he?
He is, bro. Just give it up, Jigs. He is.
Is he?
He's the biggest voice in the conservative market. Yeah.
Entertainment.
Well, I mean, I'm saying like when it comes to entertainment. I mean, they even just like elaborated further on that. I forgot.
I think I was watching. I agree with you. I agree.
Like that's that market now where everybody's being canceled guy. And like they're reaching towards Rumble. He can use that same market and that same audience to bring them to him because Rumble sooner or later, bro, they have shareholders. Don't get it twisted. Sooner or later, when their money's not where they wants to be, they're going to pull the same shit Daily Wire did. They're a corporation. They're in market to make money. And as one of the things that you can see, he has a potential now, if he does venture off into one of those things, he can wheel in a lot of those people, the Aiden Rosses, Kai Sense, whatever, just to have a free market and have a
what
real...
What if they don't, though?
But where does
no, I'm not saying that they are, but he has an opportunity now because there's a lot of money to be made with all these kids who are being silenced now, who are just rubbing the wrong people the wrong way, obviously.
But isn't he still going to need a platform?
Yeah, but he can make his own.
Where are you going to go with that? You're just going
to... Oh, I'm not... So, I don't know. I don't have the answer, Sway. I'm just saying.
I'm just asking.
The power and the potential to do it.
That's where I would go Rumble.
Market with Rumble. Yeah, but like that's
Facebook
what I'm saying.
But how long later, this is the point
yeah,
I made.
How long does
that
last?
I made last week. Rumble's the place to go. But then as soon as Rumble's compromised, well, what do you do? Because
you know what's crazy,
it's
though?
Not gonna last. Rumble's not lasting long, bro.
And you know why I don't agree with...
Why do y'all both feel like that? What if Rumble changes the game?
I'm going to tell you why I feel that way. The three people who have been canceled recently, I forget.
They actively trying to get, France is actively trying to shut them down. And they're fighting France in court. Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they tried taking down Parler too when they took down Parler, didn't they?
Yeah, but they didn't, but Rumble's still up though.
But people know YouTube is the shit.
For how long?
What if that's what I'm saying, Pa. I understand.
The people who have gone to Rumble.
Wait. What I'm saying is 100%, like, Crowder's presenting he's trying to change the game. He's not even going on Rumble, right? But he's not the only person in the space that's... He's not the only person in the space that's trying to actively make a change. What if the people who are running Rumble are the same people like Crowder? And then
that would be dope.
Because what I'm saying is they're actively fighting a lawsuit with France, nigga.
Yeah, but the only thing that leans me against that is because
Rumble has a lawsuit.
Rumble.
Bye, you listen. Why? Listen. Wait, hold on.
Where you at?
He's trying to fight his lighter, bro. He's fighting his lighter. Listen. Rumble has shareholders too, bro. Eventually,
I dig that.
That's the thing that scares me about Rumble.
Down now, they got
to No. But what I'm saying, like what Jiggs is saying is, but for how long? Because these people who are in control of these platforms,
let's find out.
But I'd rather him make his own, bring these people
on it. Hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off. You know why you can't find out? Because then the smart thing to do, right, is to wait till you get Crowder and you get all of his people that follow, and let's say you get all those other conservative shows and those big conservative names to go to Rumble, and then you buy Rumble, and then you take over Rumble, and now you own all of those names because you brought that company.
Can I tell you the one thing that really got me upset about that whole... What was it, Goose? It wasn't a contract. It was a what?
In the contracts.
What, it wasn't a contract. So it was a what?
That's how I combat what Jiggs just said.
What was it that they offered? What did the Daily Wire offer Crowder? It wasn't a contract. It was a...
Term sheet.
A term sheet. The one thing that really upset me about that was the thing that they kept trying to pass over was if an outlet of social media bans you, for whatever reason they ban you, you get fined. Like I did, that was just unheard of. Like people didn't even want to talk about that. So like if, let's say, Twitter doesn't like you, which they have done that plenty of times with Crowder, if they don't like you and they ban you, now Daily Wire has a right to say, oh, now we're losing money, so you're going to be fined. Like shit like that was just like, how about come to bat for me? How about support me? Like, it's not my fault that these people are subject.
I think that makes sense to me, those weeks.
I mean, if it makes sense to
you.
No. You see, it's not about work. You're getting twisted. Listen, if a company who's ran by liberals, all of a sudden their panties are in a bunch and don't like you, the company that's saying that they love you and that they're going to bat for you now can fine you for being deplatformed on something that has nothing to do with the Daily Wire. So that shit just, I don't understand that. Like, you're supposed to be going to bat for conservatism, but if the liberals that be hold Twitter and all,
what would you expect them to do for them? Well, if he was gonna if they were gonna ban him, what you expect them to do?
Not fine him because you have a contract with YouTube with him. You don't have a contract with him with Twitter. You don't have a contract.
Let your business. You just let your business lose money because somebody.
No, but then how are you trying to fight for free speech if when all platforms ban you for utilizing your free speech, and now the same company that hires you saying, hey, guess what? Now, you know the percent, you know the percentage that they were willing to take from him? A total of 110% negative in the draft. So what does that end up having? All the implications are driven to him failing and Daily Wire prospering. You're not caring about who you really are trying to hire.
Only because he leans right. Only because he leans right.
But you know that because you're trying to be the head of free speech.
So that's why I would make a contract like that, bro. You understand?
Then who would sign that? Who would, bro?
I don't. I'm not on either of these sides.
But
know that.
But how can you expect anyone who get?
If I'm not. So, look, if it turns out that he keeps getting banned, right? And let's say I'm going to bat for him and I'm not going to fine him, right? So I'm going to let one of my products now put me in the red and cost me money for the rest of the time that he's on contract? So I now mean, every time he gets banned and he can't work for me, I'm going to keep paying him. And he continues banned because
He can work for you. But he can work for you because his contract is a show on YouTube. It's not on Twitter. So they're taking money away from him if he gets deplatformed and banned from other platforms. That was one of the stipulations in the thing. Okay. So it's like, how does that make sense? So like, you're supposed to be for free speech. These people are subjecting me against it.
I understand that.
So now like you're helping them. You're telling them, oh, at the minute you don't like one of our people, we're going to take money from him. Like, wait, are you helping us or are you hurting us? Because that's who wants to sign a contract if every time the liberals want to do or say something, which you can see they fully have had power doing it, you don't have free speech. And these companies need to be told that it's not up to you and the money and whoever you behold to. It's about our movement. And if you can't be the face of our movement, don't start with these comeback videos talking about, oh, what he didn't tell you is this, and that, because you clearly see, obviously, everything is about money. There's no way you could take the money out of it. But at the same time, then you can't be a hypocrite. And that shit was whack. Just you know what I mean? Just looking at that. That one thing in particular is the one thing that got me upset. If I saw that correctly, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Like I said, you don't come in for the facts. But I saw that shit for what it was, and he even explained it like that. Hey,
bro,
so that's why.
I see one of your eyeballs back up.
Who, me? Oh, Jigs.
No, this thing. Oh, yeah, what is this thing doing?
Nah, but thank you for the shout out of the book, Goose. I didn't want to, you kind of threw me off track, but I appreciate that.
My bad.
Nah, don't trip. But yeah, that's what
weird.
Yeah,
that shit is weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, I haven't seen anything from Crowder lately. Free my guy Tate. Tate's still locked up.
Andrew Tate.
Is he getting life or am I wrong?
Jeez.
Oh, no. He's the one that's sending those girls to Project Veritas for him to.
He actually is getting visitation rights. And one of the people that he signed off to visit him that wasn't friend and family, well, that wasn't a family member, is Aiden Ross. And he's actually flying over there to, Romania? Romania, correct?
Yeah.
He's flying over there to Romania to actually see him, and hopefully the content world is hoping that he's able to interview him and get some words from him out.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
can't wait.
There's still no proof of anything, right? It's just speculation or allegations, right?
Supposedly. Still no concrete proof. Otherwise, they would have presented.
He was talking too much, bro.
Truth or just in general?
Truth.
Yeah,
he's talking too much.
Speaking of his personality, right? Because let's not harp on him too much because we don't really know what's gonna pop up. But if he's innocent, free that man, right? But yeah. he presents a very important point of view with a lot of the things he says, like masculinity is under attack, bro. And this is proof right here, bro.
Yeah. He
catered to a lot of younger.
You see this craziness? It's everywhere, bro.
He catered
bro.
To younger men, too, and that's the thing. That's what's more dangerous to them.
I think that's the reason why those
kids got banned from Twitch as well, because they completely switched their whole tune. They went from gaming, doing silly, stupid shit.
To taking life serious.
To like, go tell them kids, work out, get your head right. Don't fall for these girls' traps. There'll always be women.
Those selective voices, whether they selected or elected, for lack of a metaphor, is like he's one of them. And nobody comes to bat him, Jordan Peterson, even though, you know, we don't agree with everything they say. But at the same time, there's also an attack on women in general. That picture I just showed you is evidence. Mm-hmm. And then you got that other dude. What's his name? The other dude that's famous that went to the White House. Dylan. Your boy Dylan Mulvaney.
Tim Dylan?
Nah. The little skinny dude. Like, womanhood, he's like an exaggeration of women. They make a joke. I think it's like they call it a woman face. I think that shit is hilarious. That shit is hilarious, bro. Like, that's the only way you're going to combat that shit is like... mock them like, yo, bro, I can't take you serious if you're not taking yourself seriously, bro. It's one thing if you your sexuality, who you choose to be with, that's on you. But who you present yourself to the world on this, so influential, it's wild. It's wild.
Well, I got to ask, any news on Ye? Anything new with Alex Jones? Anything new with the World Weirdos?
I could be wrong, but I think he broke somebody's phone and he's in trouble for like assault right now.
Nice. Mm. Nice.
He just got married too, right?
Yeah, recently.
He just got married.
To one of his designers from whatever that shit is that he sells.
Something like that.
Nothing with Alex Jones recently?
I haven't heard
of him. Was he recently on Joe Rogan, or was that an old show?
I
think that was an old clip. That was an old GRE clip.
Viral? Okay.
Yeah.
Or retarded.
Yeah, he was telling them that he was speaking on Epstein. He was telling them.
I'm about to get a poster in the background of Alex Jones.
You need an American flag poster behind you, bro.
Where I got to take care of this wall.
There's a spot on the wall here, so let me put the t-shirt here to cover it up.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. The t-shirt behind you. I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, bro. Look where I'm at compared to where you're at. Figure it out, bro.
Yeah, where I gotta figure it out.
It's funny that I got the setup and y'all don't, and y'all home. And
yo, Jigs, put the Takis on the outside of the door next time.
Nah, you need one of those. You need one of those 24-hour bodega booths, the windows, so you can be like, shh, shh, shh. You can slide shit through, bro.
The spinning, rotating.
When's the last time you used one of those? The
you know what's funny? The other day.
Yeah? The slash, you remember?
The spinning. The little spinning cube.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young and I would just finish smoking weed in Twan's house and I'll be coming home. I'll get like a sandwich and it'll be late and my anxiety be pumping.
Shout out to Twan, bro. I don't know how many years it made, but...
Yo, hurry up, bro.
Rest in peace to nigga Twan, bro. His anniversary just passed, man.
Yeah, rest in peace to Twan.
But yeah, fucking infamous days, bro. Leaving his crib high as fuck, trying to figure out how you getting home and shit, bro. Those are definitely memorable nights.
Smashed. I would leave his house. Or I'll go to the store. Like, I remember when I was young, and I'd go hang out real late, or I'd like spend the night, and I'll go down in the middle of the night to go get like something to eat. And man, it was crazy at night over there.
Yo, I know we talk about this all the time, but I don't think we've ever like gone into detail on Chopped Cheese about it. But I swear Twan was the infamous always when it was time to leave. He'll look at you with that little, yo, I got another one. And it was like, you try to figure out how you was going to make that happen. I mean, we went through mad phases, bro.
You'd be like.
You had to shake people off and do the U-turn. But damn, man, mad time has passed, man. It's like, if you think about it.
Yo, your man need a defibrillator. What else got on the agenda? Y'all heard about the eggs? You heard about the weird shit with the egg farmers?
There's so many different egg farmers. So many things like going viral with eggs. Which one are you talking about?
Oh yes, that's right. You heard about that?
The ones that they're causing the heart attacks?
The biggest, not that. The biggest, not that one. Okay. The biggest,
there was something the biggest, wrong with the feed.
Egg factory was caught fire.
It caught fire?
Smack in the middle, and it's destroyed.
You mean like a chicken farm type shit?
The biggest supplier in the U.S.
He's not listening. He's not listening.
The biggest supplier in the U.S. to eggs.
Damn, bro.
Yo, you know what's wild? You know what's wild, right? There's a lot of people speculating, and it's actually been a lot of articles that they have put out themselves. Your boys over at Pfizer, like, talking about... vaccinating livestock and all that shit through feed. Bro, you don't come here for the facts, bro. There's
that actually articles. Was talked about a I've long seen time mad ago people too, right?
Cover it online.
Connected to your boy Gil Bates.
Yo, word. And Jones, speaking of, you brought up Alex Jones earlier. That's something he's been talking about for years, since years. And these people are putting
on all the farmlands.
And they writing about this kind of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? If they writing about it.
If I think there's a state. I don't know if it's North Dakota or somewhere chicken, in the central. They're not allowing foreigners or people across the world to buy property anymore. Which I think is a great,
you know,
great thing.
There is up there?
That's fire. Yeah. Where at? Where's that at?
I want to say North Dakota. I want to say. Mm. Yeah. Because, you know, China practically owns like how
everything.
Much.
Everything.
Yeah.
Was it Illinois that's about to ban electric cars? You saw that?
They're going to ban electric cars. Why?
We got to fight back, Bob. We got to take our wins. We got to take our wins where we can get them, Bob. You know what I'm saying? America.
I mean, you know what?
America.
If you want a car that you got to charge, by all means.
You
want a
gas.
If
you want gas, get gas.
Just don't complain about our gas cars and our gas stoves. They're not the problems.
Stupid ass. Word, right? You know?
Definitely not the issues. There's so many other things to be worried about, bro.
Man,
that's
weird
crazy,
shit.
Bro.
Yo, anything new with your girl Greta? Oh, whoa. Anything new with your girl Greta?
Who?
With your girl Greta?
Jigs is boo.
My girl's who?
Yeah, Greta. Greta Thunberg. Come on, bro. Greta. You don't know her on a first name basis, bro?
So what's happening? What are you talking about? Yeah, she's a strange one.
Yo, well, you think that was true what she said, or she was just joking around with the reporter that she owns jets?
That she owns jets?
Yeah, you remember she said
she probably
owns a lot
does,
of jets.
But you don't think she's rich?
I wouldn't put it past her, bro. She's a clone of something. She's definitely a speaking head or whatever that is. She's not real.
Bro.
She's a paid.
You don't think so?
Oh, man, I mean, we learn anybody who gets to that level, they're there for a reason. They're definitely chosen. It's not by chance.
I want to know what her grades were before she stopped going to school.
Yeah, bro. How do we take advice, like I said, from somebody who's a dropout? Yeah, it wasn't back in the days that was like frowned upon. Like we made fun of people who dropped out of school, and now we're listening to for world advice.
Oh,
man. Oh, man. Goose, you good over there?
You can hear me.
This guy here just stepped away, bro. This is another shit show, bro.
He went to go get all the loose lions.
Jigs with the taquitos. Goose over there. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm chasing the
lions.
Yo.
I'm back, bro.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, bro. Come on.
Jeez, bro. I don't know. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say in closing, bro, because this is a shit
show.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
What you mean,
in, bro? Shit
ain't
show,
nobody
bro.
Knocking on my door trying to get taquitos.
Oh,
nah, but it's about to be that time.
Dude, don't
bro.
Don't drag me into. It's your turn now.
Yo,
not mine.
Just cause you don't gotta go. I mean, I gotta go.
I'm with it.
This is appropriate. This is about that time.
I'm with it.
You know what I mean? Like the DJ says, you don't gotta go home. But you gotta get the fuck out of here, right?
The fuck up out of here.
And So I mean, I don't know what y'all gotta do, but y'all gotta find something.
Gotta go.
But in closing, what we talked about, Pfizer, the gay dude.
This dude's a dangerous. Be careful.
Jigs compared him to Chris Hansen.
What's
his name? The dude from Project Veritas? Keep forgetting his name.
James O'Keefe.
Yeah, he's the new Chris Hansen. What else we spoke about? We spoke about the tragic death of the rotten policeman, the racist rotten black policeman.
R.I.P. little homie.
Right, before Black History Month.
Trash.
Damn, bro. Did DeSantis ban Black History Month or am I bugging?
I'm dead ass, bro.
Yo, hold on.
For real?
Jigs just went bye-bye.
Yeah, you say it's about that time.
All right, so with that being said, Jigs went. Gotta go.
Thank you, like, and subscribe.
Don't forget to hit the bell so you're the first one to hear when you drop that hot shit. I don't sit at park benches. Jigs is not suicidal. He just signed out. Nothing happened to him. No trip. No ninjas dropped down and went through the glass and got him. But thank you. Like and subscribe. We'll be here next week for another video. All right, Goose. Thank you for joining in.